Today we'll be discussing the topic, which I've been asked by a few people the last week. People are moving out, it's the end of the year. The question is, if you move out from your apartment, are you allowed to take down your mezuzahs with you? And what's the halacha if the landlord is not Jewish? And what's the halacha if those mezuzahs are very sentimental or very expensive? So the source of this is a Gemara about Metzia Daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanon, the rabbis teach, Hamascher Bayis L'Chavero, that if you rent a house from your friend, Ala Seicher L'Asis L'Mezuzah, the responsibility of placing the mezuzah is that of the tenant, not the landlord. Ukesha Yaitze, but when the tenant leaves, Lo Yitlenu B'Yadav Yaitze, you're not allowed to take the mezuzah with you. Umaisa Be'echot Shenotel B'Yadav Yaitze, the Gemara says that there was a person who took the mezuzahs with him, the cover ishtay ushnei banov, and his family, unfortunately, Rachman al-Aslan, he had to bury his wife and his children, meaning as a punishment for taking the mezuzahs with him. The Gemara says that it caused danger to his family. Now, this automatically tells you that that doesn't mean that it's always aser. We'll see in the next few minutes that there are situations in which case it is mutter, but that does tell you that this is obviously a very severe shaila. And therefore, this goes without saying that when a shaila does come up, you have to speak to a very competent Rav, because, you know, there are certain halachic questions that involve danger. You know, famously, the Sefer Chassidim, Tzavas Rav Yehuda Chassid, in the beginning of Sefer Chassidim, Rav Yehuda Chassid, in his last will and testament, he mentions not to marry a woman that has the same name as your mother, and it can cause danger to Rachman al-Aslan, to people, and that some people are very careful about, others are not. You know, Rav Yaakov Emden talks about cutting down a fruit tree and how it can cause danger to a person. You know, those things are obviously true, but sometimes we're lenient. But this is the Gemara telling us that it's a danger. It's not, you know, Rav Yehuda Chassid, where you could be chaylik on it potentially. It's not the Yaivitz, where you could be chaylik on. This is the Gemara. So it's obviously a very severe problem. But what we basically have is the Gemara telling us that it's an issue. Taking down the mezuzah starts off as being a problem. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simen Reish Tzadi Aleph Sif Beis. That's where the Mechaber codifies this halacha, and it is an issue. That's the way to look at it, that it's an issue, and we'll speak over the next few minutes about possible heterim. But conceptually, it's a problem unless you get a heter. The Chida in Birka Yosef, Sifkatan Hey, he writes that it's also even if the landlord is willing to replace the mezuzahs immediately. And even if the landlord says, don't worry, you take it down, I'll replace him. That's still usher. The Ber Moshe might be leading, but the accepted psak is that it's a problem. And even if the landlord is not going to live there, he's just going to use the house as a summer home or as a storage, you can't just say, well, I'll take down the mezuzahs because, you know, who cares that it's not going to have mezuzahs? Nobody's living there anyway. No, it's a problem. You have to leave the mezuzahs up unless you have some of the heterim that we'll speak about in a few moments. Now, the Ramah does say that if the renter leaves the mezuzahs up, he's particular about the cost, you know, he's aware of how much it costs, he is allowed to require that the next renter or the owner of the house pays him for the mezuzahs. He could say that the mezuzahs cost $1,000, whatever the cost is, and I want you to pay me. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, though, that even if the person, even though he should pay, but let's say he refuses, that doesn't mean you can take the mezuzahs down. Meaning, if you tell the landlord, you know, I'm leaving the mezuzahs up, but I want you to, you know, you have to pay me. You know, even if this guy says he refuses, he says, take me to court, that doesn't mean you can take the mezuzahs down. It's still an issue. Okay, so what are the possible heterim? So there are a couple of heterim. First of all, Reb Henkin, Reb Moshe, in Igros Moshe Yerideya, Chelek Dalid, Simen Mem Dalid, he quotes a heter from Rav Henkin. The Rav Henkin said, if you know that the house is going to be painted, so you have to take the mezuzahs down for painting. You can't leave mezuzahs up when you paint the room because the paint can get into the mezuzah. So you have to take the mezuzahs down. So if you know that it's going to be painted, you're allowed to take them down before the painting, and then you don't have to put them up. So if you're leaving a house and you ask the landlord, are you going to paint the house? He says, yeah, I'm painting it next week. Potentially, according to Rav Henkin, you could take it down because you have to take it down anyway. That's the heter of Rav Henkin. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that the halacha that you have to leave the mezuzah up is only if the house will be occupied by a Jew. But says the Shulchan Aruch, if the house is going to be rented to a non-Jew, then you have to take down the mezuzah. The reason is very simple. It's forbidden to give or sell a mezuzah to a non-Jew because there's a concern that they won't treat it with proper respect. And therefore, if let's say the house is owned by a Jew, but the next tenant is a non-Jew, or if the house is owned by a non-Jew and you don't know who the next tenant is, you take the mezuzah down. We don't leave mezuzahs in the house in the hands of a non-Jew. Now, if the landlord is a non-Jew, so if you don't know who the next tenant is, so you take it down because it could be a non-Jew. If you know it's a Jew and he signed the lease, then it's unclear. Then, according to many poskim, you should leave the mezuzahs up, even though it is owned by a non-Jew. But if a Jew signed a lease, so potentially you should leave it up. But that you have to ask a shaila, because one can argue, they quote Rav Yaakov Breisha saying that if the landlord is a non-Jew, you never leave it up, because even if the person, the next tenant, is a Jew and he signed the lease, potentially that can fall apart, in which case you left mezuzahs in the hands of a non-Jew, which was not allowed. So you have to ask a shaila. Now, if the landlord is an observant Jew and you don't know who the next tenant is, Rav Moshe writes that Rav Moshe says that you could take down, that you could leave the mezuzah up if the landlord is an observant Jew. Rav Moshe is an observant Jew, and you don't know who the next tenant is, Jew or non-Jew, you could leave it up and tell the landlord, you take it down. If it's a non-Jew, if you're in charge. If the next tenant is going to be Jew, leave it up. If the next tenant is going to be a non-Jew, you take it down. So far the heterim are, potentially according to Rav Henkin, if it's going to be painted. And the second one is, we do not leave it in the hands of a non-Jew. So if the next tenant is a non-Jew, or if the landlord is a non-Jew, and you don't know who the next tenant is, then you take it down. Then you have to take it down. It's not just you could take it down, then you have to take it down. Rav Avad Yosef in Halichas Ayilim, Chelek Zayin, he has a whole section on shailos that are related to danger. So he was asked the following shaila: what happens if, you know, the owner is a Jew, next tenant is a Jew, you know, you have no heterim, but the mezuzahs are very expensive. I had this, a guy call me up recently that he wants to move out, and the mezuzahs were written by a big mekubel that he felt a close connection to. So they have sentimental value, or they have actual value. You could have some mezuzahs that cost hundreds of dollars. So is there anything you could do? So Rav Avadia says you could take it down on two conditions. If it's very expensive and you really feel connected to those mezuzahs, then Rav Avadia says you could take it down on two conditions. One is that you have to replace them with less expensive ones. So you can't just take it down and say to the tenant or to the landlord, you know, take care of yourself. You have to take it down and replace it right away. And by the way, you put them up with a new bracha. You put up the new ones with a bracha. And B, the second thing is, when you take down the expensive mezuzahs, not only do you have to replace them, you should take them down in order to be checked. You should take them down and bring them to a sefer to be checked. Therefore, it's not just taking them down stam. You're taking them down in order to be checked. And then once they're checked, then you could keep them. So you could do it on two conditions. So in summation, generally it's a problem to take down the mezuzahs. But if it's going to be painted, potentially it's okay. If the next landlord, the next tenant is a non-Jew, we take it down. And Rav Avadia says, if it's expensive mezuzahs and you're concerned that you really want them, so then you could replace them with inexpensive ones on condition that you take them down in order to be checked. And you bring them to a sefer to be checked. Then after they're checked, then you can take them to your new home. Questions can be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.